Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the dust of whose feet is worn on the head by others, waits upon you as appointed, for she is anxious to secure a place in the abode of the king of bees, who hovers on the fresh wreath of tulsi leaves offered at your feet by some blessed devotee. So again, the text says, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the dust of whose feet is worn on the head by others, waits upon you as appointed, for she is anxious to secure a place in the abode of the king of bees, who hovers on the fresh wreath of tulsi leaves offered at your feet by some blessed devotee. Purport. As previously described, tulsi has attained all superior qualities due to being placed at the lotus feet of the Lord. The comparison made here is very nice. As the king of bees hovers over the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, so Lakshmi, the goddess who is sought by the demigods, brahmanas, vaishnavas, and everyone else, always engages in rendering service to the lotus feet of the Lord. The conclusion is that no one can be the benefactor of the Lord. Everyone is actually the servant of the servant of the Lord. Yam vai vibhutir upayatyanu velamanyair artartibhi sva shirasa drita pada renu danyarpitanghi tulsi nava dhama dhamno lokam madhu vratapate riva kama Kamayana. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the dust of whose feet is worn on the head by others, waits upon you as appointed, for she is anxious to secure a place in the abode of the king of bees, who hovers under a fresh wreath of tulsi leaves offered at your feet by some blessed devotee. So, actually, the next text is a supplement, is very much connected with this one concerning Lakshmi, which is text 21. So it says, Yastam vivikta charitair anuvartamanam natyadriyat parama bhagavata prasanga satvam dvijanupatha punya raja punita Srivatsa Lakshma Kimaga Bhagabhajanas Tvam. O Lord, you are exceedingly attached to the activities of your pure devotees, yet you are never attached to the goddesses of fortune who constantly engage in your transcendental loving service. How can you be purified, therefore, by the dust of the path traversed by the Brahmanas? And how can you be glorified or made fortunate by the marks of Srivatsa on your chest? Purport. It is said in the Brahma Samhita that the Lord is always served by many hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune in his Vaikuntha plan. Yet because of his attitude of renunciation of all opulences, he is not attached to any of them. The Lord has six opulences: unlimited wealth, unlimited fame, unlimited strength, unlimited beauty, unlimited knowledge, and unlimited renunciation. All the demigods and other living entities worship Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, just to get her favor. Yet the Lord is never attached to her because he can create an unlimited number of such goddesses for his transcendental service. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is sometimes envious of the tulsi leaves which are placed at the lotus feet of the Lord, for they remain fixed there and do not move. Whereas Lakshmiji, although stationed by the chest of the Lord, sometimes has to please other devotees who pray for her favor. Lakshmiji sometimes has to go to satisfy her numerous devotees, but tulsi leaves never forsake their position, and the Lord therefore appreciates the service of the tulsi more than the service of Lakshmi. When the Lord says, therefore, that it is due to the causeless mercy of the Brahmanas that Lakshmiji does not leave him, we can understand that Lakshmiji is attracted by the opulence of the Lord, not by the Brahmanas' benedictions upon him. The Lord is not dependent on anyone's mercy for his opulence. He is always self-sufficient. The Lord's statement that his opulence is due to the benediction of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas is only to teach others that they should offer respect to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. So Prabhupada ends the previous purport saying the conclusion is that no one can be the benefactor of the Lord. Everyone is actually the servant of the servant of the Lord. A very famous statement coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Das Anu Das. So, very nice conversation between the Kumaras and the Lord. The Lord was telling them, or Narayan, was telling them how he feels that he has been benedicted by the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. So as Prabhupada explains here, it is only to teach us how much we should be seeking the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Yesterday the text was telling us, and Prabhupada also in the purport, at the end he says, actually everyone needs the favor of the Lord for successful understanding of his human mission. So for the success of our life we require the mercy of the Lord. And this is expressed throughout all the Vedic literature, and our Vaishnava literature in particular. And again, these texts of today bring us to the point of understanding how to get that mercy, which is to be the servant of the servant, as we were expressing also yesterday. So this is no easy thing, although very easily we may say servant of the servant. That means we actually have to perform some service. So we should always be seeking to, just like the words are here, padarenu, the dust of the feet. So the same padarenu is mentioned there in Bhagavatam, referring here of course is the dust of the feet of Krishna. But in Bhagavatam, in so many other places, this padarenu is usually referred to the dust and the feet of the great devotees. Param Bhagavata Prasanga. So we should seek also, we should want to keep the dust of the devotees on our heads. That means that we have to become the servant of the devotees. And it is easier said than done. It is an everyday task. And the tendency is to become master and to take service from others. So the devotee should be very careful in not trying to take service from others, but actually trying to try very much, very hard to serve others. And that is the real platform of devotional service. We are trying to become servants, and that has to be exercised. We are trying to become servants of Krishna, and that has to be practiced. Every single moment we should try to practice this service to Krishna by serving his devotees. And he's expressing here in all these texts, finally, the reason why he's saying that his opulence and all his benedictions, all he's saying that his opulence is a blessing from the Brahmanas, and that he gets so many blessings from the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, that indicates how we should want to serve the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. That's basically the idea. That we should be very eager for such a service, and that is that should be our perfection. That will bring us to the stage of very happy devotional life. When we are trying to seek service for ourselves, that puts us in so much anxiety. But when we surrender ourselves to the service of others, it is truly carefree life. So this has to be done at every moment. We should not only be desirous of serving great devotees. That discrimination should not be there. In the sense, of course, it is great. It is a great opportunity if we can serve great devotees. But we should be willing to serve everyone. That is the true meaning. We have to become servants, and we have come to this world to be masters, as we have heard and understood after so many years in devotional service. That yes, after so many years of contact with this Krishna conscious philosophy, we know very much that we have come here to be masters. And even after years of devotional service, it is very difficult to give up this tendency. And the easiest way to give it up is by serving the devotees. That will eliminate our false ego very quickly. And our pride. Pride is a great enemy. And in the seventh canto it is said that pride is subdued, is vanquished by serving the lotus feet of a great devotee. So yes, great devotee is there. That idea is there, but in general we should want to serve everyone, and that tendency to serve the devotees in general will purify our hearts very much. So we should be ready at every moment to perform this service, and this is very pleasing to Krishna, just as he's expressing here. He's putting the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas in such a high position, even above himself. He's saying he is blessed by Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. So that gives us an idea of how much we should want to receive those blessings. And there's not much more to say about this, but all we have to do is just actually take to the activity of serving the Vaishnavas. Every single day we should take every single opportunity to render personal service in the ashrams, in the temple, in public, in private, at every moment. And that is the way we actually get the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas, by being at their service. And by performing that service, we are very much elevated in the eyes of Krishna, and we will gain Krishna's favor, which yesterday we explained is so necessary in our advancement. We have become fortunate by the grace of Krishna, and we have come to the feet of our spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. So we still need that grace and mercy to continue serving the devotees. So it is a circle, that by serving the devotees we get the blessings of Krishna, and the blessings of Krishna come as the opportunity to serve the devotees. So constantly the whole thing is centered around the service of the Vaishnavas, and as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the whole world is serving the Vaishnavas. So Krishna has created things in such a way that everything in this world is for the service of the Vaishnavas, because the Vaishnavas use everything in the service of Krishna. So that's the way everything is serving Krishna, because it is also serving the Vaishnavas, and the Vaishnavas will use it for the service of Krishna. So it is a closed circuit. Mm-hmm. Closed circuit. So we should always seek the service of the Vaishnavas, all those Vaishnavas that surround us, and the whole atmosphere will become very nice when everybody's trying to serve everybody else. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnav Sangha ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.